شوز حالات من و دعاس و شلیته. This year, Baba Isai, I would like to change the theme of talking about the Inyanim of Tisha B'Av, simply because what has happened to us in the course of the year, I feel we must talk more l'maisa b'hadam l'chaveiwe. In reality, we see in the Megillah, Nach b'sot orkeinu v'nach koiro v'noshuva ad Hashem. My Rebbe, Aryeh, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Aryeh Finkel once explained, that is the most direct positive posuk in the whole of the Megillah, which tells us the chiyuv to search wide, to nachkoyo, to search, to understand, try and understand what happened with us, what happened especially this year, what happened with Klal Yisrael in particular, Beinod Nachareva. Try and understand our parsha of what we must do, and hopefully with a theme for the future as well. Yadua in Shir HaShirim, it's a conversation between the Chosen and the Kala. The Chosen is Borei Olam, and the Kala is Knesset Yisrael. The Kala says to the Chosen, Hagidani she'ova nafshi, please tell me, you who I love so much. Echo tira, echo tabitz batzo horayim, shalom ha'eyeh ke'oitya al edvecha ve'recha, says the Kala to the Chosen, says Knesset Yisrael to Borei Olam, echo, echo yoshua vodod, Eicho tira, where are you going to take us to graze? Where will we find Parnosa, says the Vilna Gaon? Eicho tira, Eicho Tarbitz, where will we settle? Where can we settle amongst all the anti-Semitism throughout the world? What will be with Klal Yisrael? Batzo Horayim, in the heat of the day, in the heat of the Golas, says the Gaon, in the middle of Ikzot of Mashiach, in the time of tremendous Tzoros in Klal Yisrael. What will be Batzo Horayim, in the heat of the day? Shalom ha'eyeh ka'oitya al edrei chaveirecha. Are we condemned to be a wandering Jew and not go from place to place? Is that the future of Klal Yisrael? What will you do with us, says the Kala to the Chosen? How will you get, where will we find Parnasa? Where will we live safely and securely? And what will you do with us in the Ikzot of Mashiach, the times of tremendous tzoros, batzorayim, in the heat of the day? In 1918, after the First World War, the Chofetz Chaim said that was just the first war of Gog and Magog that we went through. He then said, in 25 years' time, there will be another, the second war of Gog and Magog, which will make the first one look like child's play. Those were the words. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, when he heard those words of the Chofetz Chaim, he ran into Radin and asked him, what does he mean? So the Chofetz Chaim said, exactly what I meant, exactly what I said. It will be like child's play. The second will make the first one look like child's play. And the third and the last war of Gog and Magog, said the Chofetz Chaim, will be an Eis Tzora LeYaakov. But from there they will be saved. My boy said, what is happening to us at the moment? The chatufim, the hostages which are being held there, their physical state, their mental state, what they're going through. Mats of people who are injured, the aged, the maimed, the blind soldiers, young men of 20, 19, 20 became blind, lost limbs. It's a mass of Neurabiyotah. The Klal, that's all right. It's the heat of the day, it's the heat of the goddess, the heat of because of the Mashiach. The Amonas, the Esoimim, the Avelim in Klal Yisrael. If you went to any of the houses to visit when the Chayal was killed, you see these, they lost their shining diamond. They lost their whole life. These children and these Amonas, the Esoimim, are bereft from what they went through. Oyvei. What has happened to Klal Yisrael? It's Tzor of Yaakov, a tremendous Tzor of the Klal Yisrael. Chayalim, chayalim ma'imdim al mishma hagru. You look after us so much. Rabbi Yisrael Me'alal writes in his memoirs that a bocher once came up to Shoshone Zalman Neubach and asked him, he wants to go to Tiberia to visit the Kohen with the Tzadikim. Shoshone Zalman said, it's not necessary to go there. Said the bocher to Shoshone Zalman, Rabbi, don't you go to the Kohen with Tzadikim? He said, no. If I need to daven by Kibbutz Tzadikim, I go to Har Herzl and daven by the Kibbutz of the soldiers who were killed. Al Kiddush Hashem. That's the matzah. They'll give up their lives for Klal Yisrael. Mesilas Nefesh, no Rabbi Yodah. That's the matzah in Klal Yisrael. Eitz Tzor LeYaakov. Man Noira HaMaisah. Man Noira HaSituation. Before Shivasa B'Tamas, I went to a chasma. Before the chuppah was announced, they came forward and said, the Rav came forward and said, this Kala is named after a girl who was killed 20 years ago in a pigua. The girl is named. The Chosson has just come back from accompanying the family sitting ship. His Chafnusa was killed in Gaza. Both of them came to the chuppah with tremendous bechiyah, tremendous crying. The girl was named after a girl who was killed. Now, that's the matzah in Klal Yisrael. I don't know if you travel on the buses towards Yerushalayim, but you see all around pictures of those chayalim who were killed, the pictures who were the hostage. Everywhere you go, you see this scene. Eitz tzolah le'yakov, eitz tzolah le'yakov, u'mimeni yivashem. That is the matzah which we're in at the moment. A very difficult situation of noyel v'ayim in Klal Yisrael. The Nidochim people were sent out of their homes. I have for my own family someone who was living by the Yishuvim, by the Moshavim in the south. She was living in a hotel, a tiny room, for 8-9 months, and now she's just gone back to her Moshav in the Negev. Matzav Noyva Biyotah. Matzav is so difficult in Klal Yisrael. That's our life in the heat of the day. What do we do in such a situation? When Reb Elchanan heard those words of the Chofetz Chaim, he said as follows. Rak hamaskil be'eis hazois, only a maskil, only a discerning, perceptive person at such a time, yidayim should keep quiet, yid koinein, ulai yireh bin chometzion Yerushalayim, maybe such a person will be zoicher to see the gula of Yerushalayim, the Muhammad. But you have to be a maskil, you have to be a thinking person. All the tzoros which is going on in Klal Yisrael, especially Bein Odom Nachaveiroi, you have to be a maskil to understand and try and comprehend what exactly is that. You don't need koinim, to keep quiet and prepare yourself for the Nechama of Yerushalayim. Maybe one of the greatest maskilim in Klal Yisrael is in the next pasuk. In Loisei Lo Chayov HaBanoshim, says the Chosson back to the Kaddah, I will let you know what you have to do. Tzi'iloch Be'ikvei Hatzoyim, go out in the footsteps of the flock. And take your little kids, your little children, to the tents of the shepherds. Go out in the ways of the Oves HaKadosh. Tzilot Bikvei Hatzoyim means Maisa Oves Simon Avon. Go and see what happened in previous generations. How they managed to take themselves out of the situation of Godless. How did they manage to do it? And go back to the tents of the shepherds. Who are the shepherds? Who are the shepherds we have to go to? Pesach, I was in Lakewood, New Jersey. They told me there, they lost nearly all their shepherds, nearly all their loyim. Agon Rav Matisyo Solomon, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, this is the year of Avelos of Matisyo. Matisyo was a phenomenal noise of Oilim Chaveiro, Renaz Yodu. Rav Eliel Budny, I heard this from also about David Duna in London, and also from Aram Shur. They all said the same thing about Rav Matisyo. He was a phenomenal noise of Oilim Chaveiro. When he arrived in Lakewood from Gateshead, he became the Mashgiach within a few months, became the Mashgiach of all the Moisters in Lakewood. He then became the Mashgiach of all the Moisters in New York. He then became the Mashgiach of all of America. He went to speak by the Hasidim in Williamsburg, by the Syrians in Flatbush, he spoke in Yeshiva University. He was the Mashgiach of Klal Yisrael, Mashgiach of Klal Yisrael. Rav Budny said in his Hesped about Rav Matisyo several years ago when he heard that they were emptying out the Yishuvim on the Golan at 2 o'clock in the morning, Rav Matisyo heard about it. He gathered together a million of people in his house and said Tilim, people in New Jersey, to say Tilim for people in Eretz Yisrael. He felt the Echwayas of Klal Yisrael, a Roya of Klal Yisrael. Who are the shepherds there? There was a Rav in New Lakewood, New Jersey, of Shlomo Gissinger. It was a phenomenal Makareh, a shepherd of Christ. He brought all the children of Biskin into his house and looked after them. But Kalman Krohn, Rav Kalman Krohn was an Odom Godel Ma'oid in the Chesed looking after, a lawyer of Klal Yisrael. My son davened every single morning with David Trenk in BMG in the Nates meetings. It was a phenomenal lawyer. He looked after people. They lost their lawyer. So who are the lawyer nowadays? Tzilot Bikvei Hatzoyim, in the effect, what are the Ikvei Hatzoyim? What are the Drachim of the Ikvei Hatzoyim? Maybe as follows, we can look as follows. What does it mean, my soul is in the body? Look carefully that way, saying, when Klal Yisrael were coming out of Mitzrayim, if you look in Pasha Shemais, all we are told are private, domestic, quiet scenes. There's no great diplomacy going on. All we are told, which brought about the catalyst, from the time of the Shibud until the time of the Gula, we're told the following Maisim, private, domestic, quiet scenes. The midwives, Shifra and Pua, came forward. Shifra looked after the physical needs, Pua, Chevronim looked after the emotional needs of the child. They looked after in an emotional way. The pride of when a mother was giving birth, they looked after the child. They made tremendous tefillah, says the Midrash, that no child should come out deformed. They cared on a private, individual basis. Miriam stood there by the side of the water, looking and watching the cradle. My Yehuda, what will happen with this book? That's all we're told. Basia came out and she saw she came out with 30 handmaidens and saw what was going on. The midwife said, leave them alone. 29 of them died on the spot. She was left with one. She reached out her hand to try and help the child. Chofetz Chaim makes a beautiful point. Why did the cradle come towards her? Why did she stretch out her hand when she reached the cradle? Said the Chofetz Chaim, when the person is involved in Noisav Olim Chaveiro, you make an effort, the person helps you further in what you want to do. Meaning, she wanted to reach the child, so she was her hand extended to reach the child. Meaning, to show you what it means when you make a chesed, the siyata d'shmaya, when you're Noisav Olim Chaveiro. Says the Pasuk, Vayigdal Moshe, twice, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayigdal Moshe, he grew up, he was no longer a young child. Vayigdal Moshe, he was now mature. The next words say, Vayetzer el Bochav, he went out to the brothers. From there, by my sight, we learn a child. The first Vayigdal, he was no longer a child, he was 12 years old. The second Vayigdal is telling us, what does it mean in Torah HaKadosh to be mature? Maturity means you notice other people. Vayetzer el Bochav, you can have an 80-year-old woman who doesn't care about anybody but herself, she's like a child of 8 years old. And an 8-year-old little girl who's like a Bobby of 8 years old. Maturity means you notice other people. He went out into the streets and cried his eyes out. He walked the streets of Cairo and was crying his eyes out. Louis, if only I could give my life up for this, said Boreola. Because you left the palace and cared about my tenderness, I will leave Shomai Aliyatabe. Because he cared so much. Famous Mamoim of the altar from Kelm. Today is the yahrzeit of the altar. So the altar as follows. In the first nine or ten Mamoim, the beginning of Chochma Musa. Now, when do we learn that Moshe was the greatest tzaddik, nor do we learn the greatest Talmid Chochma? That he cared. He had the chpatiyut. He was a lawyer. He cared tremendously for Klal Yisrael. That's all we are told. And then Moshe is by the snare. There's no other situation. There's no diplomacy. There's no United Nations there. There's no talks. There's no arms talk. There's just private, domestic, quiet scenes. And that is what brought about the catalyst from the time of the Shiva to the time of the Gula. We must learn from that. What does it mean? Esther, when she saw Haman swinging on the tree, and she realized that Haman would finish, she then went in and prostrated herself and cried in front of Haman, how can I possibly see? That is the ikbas, the ikbe hatzayim. The derech is to care. The naisa ba'olim chaveiro is the sinner that we need to pick up in the time of Esau and Yaakov. The man of caring for other people. That is the nature of the avoda. You see, you hear about the hostages, you hear about soldiers who were killed, you hear about availing young soldiers who were blind and maimed in such a time like this. We're sitting on the floor of our voice on Tisha B'Av. Nach b'sadok kein v'nach koel v'noshuva ad Hashem. Think of what does it mean to care? What does it mean, Maisa v'olim chaveiro? Look at these people. If you're in doubt, look what happened to Elimelech. Elimelech should have been the king. And in the end, he had died in some lost grave in Moab. He didn't care enough. He didn't care enough. He had the ability to care, but he was out. He was left out. From there, we learn the cloud. One of the Ikbe Hatzayim, Rabbi say the Ikbe Hatzayim is to be nicer of oil, to be nicer of oil chaveil, to care about other people, to show the caring. What does it mean to be a lawyer? What does it mean a shepherd? The Ikbe Hatzayim, what does it mean to be a shepherd? To go to the Mishnah is Halloween. I think it means as follows. I saw in the Sefer Iklim, Magale Musa as follows. There's a peculiarity about a shepherd. He himself is a human being, but he's looking after an animal. How can he possibly understand and feel the needs of something like an animal? He's a human being. And that's the empathy and the sensitivity and the care is that even though you're not in that situation, to care for somebody else, even you are quite removed from it. That is the nature of a shepherd. He cares for them. We see these beautiful mice in the Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu saw one of the goats run away from the herd and run to a brook. And he ran after the goat and picked him up and said, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize you were so... He apologized to the goat. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were so thirsty. He picked him up and carried him back on his shoulders. David HaMelech selected the right sort of grazing pasture for different the young goats. He put them stronger wheat, the older ones the softer wheat. He sorted them out. He was a human being, but the sensitivity to the field is somebody else. That's the nature behind it. What is the whole nature? How we understand Bo'ei Olam? David HaMelech called Bo'ei Olam Hashem Lo Yilo Etsa. He is my shepherd. He is my shepherd, meaning bin Ostesha Yavit Saini Ame Menuchas Gina Halei, says Uchaim Baloshin Huachaim. Sometimes when you're being looked at, you don't know what's going on in your life. You want to move on. No, like Yavit Saini, he put me down and stay where you are. Sometimes you feel you want to stay where you are, Gina Halei, Lo Echsa. Everything is under the care of Bo'ei Olam. He takes hold of everything completely at all. But what is, who is Rabbeinu Shalom? Who is he in the nature of being a Bo'ei? In the following terms. By Ulus Ha'olam, he's Ramal Kogoyim Hashem, Al Shamayim Kogoyda. Bo'ei Olam is high up in the heavens. I remember from my English school, there used to be a line, God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. Leave him up there, leave him up in heaven, he has nothing to do with our life. I remember a line from Robert Browning. He's way up in the world, he's removed. By Ulus Mikashem Elokim, he's Makbil of Shodos, he's Mashmir Elois. He sits very high. But he's matched. He sees what's going on in the kitchen. He sees what's going on in the shop. He sees what's going on in the house. He's magbil oshav. He's mashvili lilos. We keep him up for them. That's the nature of a lawyer. A nature of a lawyer is removed in reality, but he extends himself beyond his normal capacity. And that's what Bo'ei Olam. He's magbil oshav. He's mashvili lilos. That's the nature of a lawyer. And that's what David HaMelech meant when he said Hashem Bo'ei Lo Echsa. The nature of a shepherd is to care, even though it's way beneath his level, to understand. That's what Moshe and David did. That's the nature of it. We must ask ourselves, though, how do you become a shepherd? How do you become a shepherd? What's the nature of grooming behind it? There were two remarkable women who had absolutely no connection to Klal Yisrael whatsoever. And these two women came from palaces. Both of them were princesses. Both of them had no connection. Both of them were Noshim Nachriyos. And they were remarkable women. If you don't know, I come from England. What does it mean to be a princess? A princess goes and shops in Harrods. She goes to the Royal Albert Hall. She has all maidens looking after and handmaids looking after us. Basia left the palace where she could have stayed there and went out and looked after Moshe Rabbeinu. She was a Noisa Ba'ol. Because she was a Noisa Ba'ol, she became the surrogate mother of Moshe Rabbeinu after the age of two. And then Moshe became a lawyer. The reward of being a Noisa Ba'ol is you become a lawyer yourself. You become a lawyer. Meaning, who are the lawyer? Our Mishkanos are lawyer. If you see Ibik Behatzayim, if you follow in the derech of Noisa Ba'ol, what happens is you become a lawyer. Who are the lawyer today? We are the lawyer today. That's the nature of who we are. We are lawyer. If we are Noisa Ba'ol, you become a lawyer yourself. What happened to Rus? Rus is exactly the same. She was a daughter of Eglon Melech Moab. And she left everything. Ba'alakta Bashim, I will go and care for you. She cared for Hashem. You also had a lawyer. David HaMelech came from her. Meaning, when you care so much, you become a lawyer. When you are nicer for oil, so therefore the pasuk is, Silach Bikvei Hatzon, Urias Kedir Saicha Mishkan Hatzon. You become a lawyer. You become a shepherd. I think that is the nachas of Zochim Lanachoy of the Mashuach Hashem on this Tisha B'Av, to understand the caring. The caring for the hostages, the caring for the chayalim, the caring for the avelim, for the people who went suffering, the people that Mifnin were sent away from their homes. That my boy says our avoda this year, I think, on Tisha B'Av. Not benachkoil and understand what does it mean to be aware, to be caring for other people, to show the caring. You have to become a talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the following way. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his talmidim, "Tzuulu, eizer derech yisholash yidbak ha'odom." Which is the right way that a person should behave? Which quality, which characteristic should a person try to take on himself? Rabbi Eliezer Turman said, an ayin toiv, Rabbi Yossi said, shachin toiv, another one said, hawes anoilat, until the Velozer ben Aruch Turman said as follows, a leiv toiv is what you need. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what there is in a leiv toiv is all the others, the ayin toiv and the shachin toiv is all inside the leiv. The leiv toiv is everything. The leiv toiv is it. The Chotka Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was masked in the Chofetz Chaim, said as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai realized there was going to be a Chulma Beis HaMikdash. That is the reason why he asked for Yavne. So, when you go out into Golus, What do you need to survive the goddess if you're going out of this spiritual reservoir of the Beis HaMikdash? You're being abandoned, you're being sent out. What do you need, Tzu'u, when you go out into goddess? You need a lev toiv. You're not going to survive if you don't have a lev toiv. You'll never get food, you'll never survive the goddess. You'll become like them. You'll mix with them and you'll become like them. If you don't retain your legacy from Avraham Avinu with a lev toiv, you'll become like them. The lev toiv is what's necessary. And that's what Tzu'u, when you go out into goddess in exile, and that's the goddess which we're in now at the moment. What we need is a lev toiv, the caring, the chpatiot. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had. That's what David had. This is the character. That's why Basia had a Moshe. And that's why Rus had a David Alef. For that reason. Because they became royal. They became royal because of the level of caring that you have. I've been fortunate to sit in the Meir Yeshiva for several years. I'm astonished by some of the incidents which have happened to me in the Meir Yeshiva to see what it means by a lev toiv. I came into the Meir. And after a month or so after I was being there, someone took me into Reb Nachum. Reb Nachum, I was introduced to Reb Nachum, and the person who introduced me said, this person used to be an Orech Din. I used to be an Orech Din in England. So Reb Nachum turned around and said, das bei mir is a nice. This is something new. Was meint? The Derech Kral, the Bochum gave from the Mir zu seinem Advocat, or an Advocat comes to learn in the Mir Yeshiva, das bei mir is a nice. That's something very new. Since when does an Advocat come to learn in the Mir Yeshiva? And the chizuk I got from that was incredible from him, from Reb Nachum. That's what he said to me when I first came. He was shaking all the time, that he was terribly sick. Das Amir is a nice, the chizuk, the lev toiv which came out. And Avraham once asked me to go up to the Foshim Levitz and ask for a letter for a certain Avraham the Meir who was marrying off his children and didn't have any files. So I asked Reb Foshim. Reb Foshim said, come back in a week's time and I'll have the letter ready for you. I went into Reb Foshim. And he gave me the letter. Before I said, read the letter. I said, Rebbe, it's fine. No, no, he said, read the letter. Tell me if it's good enough. If it's not good enough, I'll write it again. I said, Rebbe, of course it. No, no, read it and tell me. If this is what you wanted, I need to hear from you. Is it good enough or not good enough? I said, hold on, God, turn around and ask me. And he called me, is it good enough? It's an incredible line, the lev toiv here. After the first year I was in the Meir Yeshiva, I had to go and live. My shvei was sick, it was nifter. I lived in Forest Hills in Queens for a year by my shiva. I came back to the new yeshiva. Reb Nosson Tzvi Zecher Tzadik Kvar at that time was looking after chavusas in the new yeshiva. He was Masada, he was Benish, was Rosh Hashiva. Reb Nosson Tzvi, you went to him for a chavusa. I went up to him having gone away for a year. And I turned around to him and said, I don't know if Nosson Tzvi remembers me. That's as far as I got. He turned around to me and said to me with a tremendous smile, Yonason, I will never ever forget you. It like blew me. What a lie. I will never ever forget you. Yonason, an incredible lie. The lev toiv. Such a lev toiv. That's a talent of Yochel Ben Zakeh. A lev toiv. The great Reb Aryeh lost his wife, his first wife, in the middle of Tanis. Chalamoy Sukkos, I went to the Kabbal Ponim to say good yontov to him. I went to the house and the granddaughter let me in and she said, the Zeder is in the sukkah at the back. I went to the back and the Rabbi was sitting there alone in the sukkah. His wife had died 2 months ago. I looked at his face and I could see with tremendous despondency in his face. He looked around and looked at me. Rabbi said, in the blink of an eye, his face changed totally. There was enormous simcha and a smile on his face. He changed instantly. That's a lev toiv. He didn't want to show me his despondency. That's the nature of it. The nature is a lev, the Talmud of a girl. When you see somebody in his yontov, you came to say good yontov, he changed. It's an incredible lev toiv. These four people, Reb Nachum, Reb Foshim, Reb Aryeh, they're a lev toiv. That's what it is. They're Talmud of a girl, and that's why they were worried. That's the reason why they were worried. That's what Noisa Goy. I'd like to make a suggestion, which you should bear in mind, I think, on Tisha B'Av. Nachgo v'nokev v'nashuv ad Hashem. There isn't one person in the world who doesn't have an oil. Every single human being has an oil. You have to realize there isn't anybody who doesn't have an oil. If you ever read any of the writings of the great Rabbi Zohar, he mentions this all the time. There's a struggle in life. Everybody has a certain struggle, and they have to overcome their difficulties which they have and overcome them in a certain way. And that's the niche. Everybody has something called an oil. When I was going to America for Pesach, was sitting on the plane, you know, and I'll bless them, give you a seat, you're supposed to sit like a sardine. And I sat like that. And then the room, the armrest was just enough for one person. And the man sitting next to me was tremendously aggressive to me. He said, don't put your arm in there, because I'm putting my arm. You know what I mean? So you have to sit there. I thought I'd turn around. He said, but listen, there are two people sitting here. There's you and me. And he was very angry with me. He barked at me and said to me, don't you put your arm there. I thought of saying something to him. Then I suddenly thought to myself, maybe he has a son in Gaza. Maybe he lost a son. Maybe he's one of the people who's been sent out. I don't know. Who knows what happened with the man? Who knows? Why is he in such a manner? And I sat there like a sardine the whole of 11 hours. I sat there like, what can you do? Maybe the man, I thought to myself, maybe he has never had solo. Maybe he hasn't done that. He's been able to think of it. No, he had to think of it. I was sitting in Brussels having a cup of coffee a few weeks ago. The man next to me turns around to me and says to me, you know, my wife died of COVID, and I just got married again to a woman I'm living in Tulsa, my second wife. It's very hard for me. And I sat and listened to him. He had solemn, and he tried to explain it. He was telling me something. Everybody has some sort of oil, which is on them. My wife works with emuna. She tells me that the trauma on people is enormous. One has to understand that, understand the position of people. Understand what people are going through. That's the nature of myself. To understand what people are going through, that's what's needed behind it all. I once walked into a shul, and I was down there for a week, and I didn't know a soul there. So I decided I'll go to the person next to me, and I turned around to him and said to me, my name is Johannes and Alpen. The man beamed at me. He absolutely beamed. I thought he was going to start crying. He was so happy. His beaming smile. I said, why are you smiling so much? He said as follows. He said, I've been dabbling this shul for about 2 years. No one has ever asked me what my name is. No one has ever said anything to me what my name is. I never introduced myself. No one asked me who I am. There's an oil. Everybody has an oil. Somebody has something around them. Something about them. And the wave once came over to the Pratzkul in the mirror and said to me, what's going to be with my oilam habo? I have money, I have nachas, I have shalom bayis, I have everything I possibly need. What's going to be with me in Olam Habo? Where's my permit to get to Olam Habo? But Pratzkul turned around and said to him, you know what your oil is? Your oil is to remember that everything you give that you have is a blessing from the Almighty, to thank Him continually. That's what your oil is. Your oil is never stop saying thank you. That's your oil. Everybody has an oil of some sort. We don't realize that. We're not alert to that. We're not thinking of what other people are going through. I feel that's an avodah of nachavot and achem and ashuma el Hashem. That's the nicer oil which I feel from this year, from Tisha B'Av. That's what we must do. One of the times I was just mentioning, I moved into a different area once. I went into shul and I decided I must make myself known. I made myself friendly to certain people. I went over to one person, Tamil Chacham, looked like a Tamil Chacham, and I said, my name is Yonis Anapan. He went, he grunted at me. So I tried the next day again, he was standing right next to me. Next day, he went, and every time I introduced myself, he just grunted at me, and I got so angry. I finished him off. I said, he must be a grunter. He said, forget about him. He's a no good at all. But I hi yo. My nemesis, I think, comes out on an aeroplane. I was sitting on an aeroplane and going to England. And behind me, there was a man who was talking with his a daughter, I realized. And he was singing Zmiros of Shabbos. And it was absolutely delightful. And he was telling us stories and jokes. I was listening to him. I thought, who is this man? I never in my life ever spoke to my children like this man was talking to this little girl. He was singing with her, and singing Zmiros. I got up and looked up. It was a grunter. He was there. And the child was sitting on the chair, terribly paralyzed, a paralyzed complete. He turned around to his daughter and said, oh, this is my friend from Davening. Introduce me, my friend from Davening. Introduce me to his daughter. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going every month or so. We have to go to Great Ormond Street, the hospital for children. I take my daughter every single 2 months to England. I have to take it. And it was, I realized what happened with this man. By the time I went back home, I inquired who he was. He was a phenomenal Tamil Chacham. He gave shiurim in the shulah. And I realized that when he came to shulah, he had no koyach in him. To understand what people are going through. You have to realize people have an oil. People have a burden. To such an extent, I think something like this. You know, on the computer screen, there's something called an icon. An icon is a tiny little triangle. When you press it, a file comes up. If I say to you the word Rosh Hashanah, you immediately think of Shofar, Long Davening, Machsa. You think of all the points. When I say to you Shabbos, you see Lech HaMishnah, you think of certain things. when I say a certain word, when you see somebody and someone comes over to you, and it's not just hello, good morning, it's they say something to you, the icon must open up and you must think to yourself, this is the apoyduchi, to show a certain empathy towards them, show an understanding to them. Once the icon opens up and you think to yourself certain things, then you have to be aware of what the person needs and what he's going through. That, I think, is the avoid. The avoid of not avail is to open up the icon and think to yourself, maybe there's something I can do for that person, maybe something I can say. I was once in Chicago, and I was staying in the house of someone called Dr. Greer. Dr. Greer is a famous scientist in Chicago. His wife was giving me breakfast. At the end of breakfast, when I finished benching, she turned around to me and said, she is the daughter, if you remember the miser about Mr. Feuerstein, who had a factory, a textile factory in Boston, and the factory burned down completely burned down. He took all the insurance money and paid for all the workers they should have been. Incredible Kiddush Hashem he made. His daughter was the hostess, was Mrs. Greer. She turned around to me and said as follows, now when he said the Gamzor County below, he said Tzadik Ne'ezov, you never saw a Tzadik Ne'ezov? I saw a Tzadik Ne'ezov. What does it mean, lo, you see Tzadik Ne'ezov? She turned around to me and said, I'll tell you what the pshat is. The pshat is as follows. I never saw a person in need and did nothing. I always did something. I didn't ignore it. I wasn't malim ayin. That's what she said to me. I mean, I downed for the person. I gave him a bracha. Lo, you see Tzadik Ne'ezov. If I saw a Tzadik Ne'ezov, at least I downed for them. I gave him a bracha. I did something. That's what it means. That's what how can I possibly see what's happening? I must do something. I can't do nothing. I have to do something about it. That's the meaning behind it. I think that's the pshat of Ikbe Hatzoi, of Mishnah Salaim. Who are the loyim? We are the loyim, my boy say. We become loyim. We become shepherds by caring and showing sympathy. And that's how Basia and Rus gained their whole fame. That's the whole renown of their advocate. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu came about. And that's what we see in Mitzrayim. The derech of the Geula came about through private, domestic, silent scenes of caring. The icon has to open up, if you'll excuse me if I say Musa, but I think this is our way on Tisha B'Av. To think, the icon has to open up, what does that person need? What's going on in his life? What is the oil which he's going through? Having said all that, I have to be at the Gishtelt in the Chazal. Let me show you that really what I'm saying is all inside the Chazal. And I believe this is really the teichen of the whole goddess of the Ikkas of the Mashiach that we're going through. Surprisingly enough, Rabbi Yisai, it's all in Chad Gadya. The Gaon says, in the introduction of his Perush on Chad Gadya, that every single bracha and maila which Klal Yisrael had was only due to one reason, that Yaakov was prepared to go in and listen to Rivka and take the brachas from Yitzchak. If Yaakov had not go in, says the Gaon, chasanu hakol, we would have had nothing at all, nothing at all. Every bracha of Klal Yisrael is all because Yaakov went in. Chad gadya, the zavim abo b'tchayzuzi. What happened next? V'osa shunra, v'ochra legadya, says the Gaon, the shunra, a cat, is a very jealous animal. The jealousy of the brothers towards Yosef caused the brachas to be diminished. The jealousy of the brothers. That, as you know, Yosef took most of the brachas from Yaakov. Yaakov gave birchas Yaakov, avavicha tiena roish chod gave. Yosef received most of the brachas from Yaakov. The also shulma, the jealousy of the brothers, the brachas became diminished. The also kalva, the noshah v'shum, the kalva is the kelev bounce fine in Mitzrayim. The kelev represents Mitzrayim. They took over from the jealousy, and because of the jealousy of the brothers, they came down to Mitzrayim, and that became the Kalva. But also, Chutra Vehiko Lechalva, the Chutra is the matter of Moshe Rabbeinu, which performed all the miracles of the plagues in Mitzrayim. The matter of Moshe was from the time of Moshe, Yoshua had it, every Melech had it, until the time of Bais Rishayim. The Chutra lasted for that stage. It's all a process in Chad Gadya of all history of Klal Yisrael. But also Nur, the Sorach Luchutra. The Nur is the age of Avodah Zorah, says the Gaon in Bais Rishayim. Remember the Gemara brings down the Gemara in Yuma that the ancient Messiahs of Avodah saw that Klal Yisrael were incapable of overcoming the passion of Avodah Zorah. They couldn't survive. So they davened for 3 days and three nights, and they fasted, and eventually a fiery lion came out of the base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Kedoshim went up, and Zechariah Hanavi said, that is the Yitzhar of Avodah Zorah. For also Nur, the Sorach, the the Sora of Luchutra. That was the age of the Bais Rishon of which burnt up the stick, the matter. But also Maya, the Kovel Anuva. The Maya refers to the Torah of Antichrist, Akdoila, and Ezra, the basin of Ezra. It put out the Eish of Avodah Zorah, and that's the Maya of Antichrist, Akdoila, and Ezra. But also Tula, the Shosa, the Maya. The Tula represents Goddess Edom. Edom is a Shoshua. The ox came along and drank up the water. And that's by basically where we're up to in the history of Klal Yisrael. The brachas from Yosef, from the Kalb Shumah to the Kalb to the Chutra to the Nuah to the Mat, everything has gone through. We are now at the stage in Klal Yisrael of where we are waiting for the Shochet, the Shochat the Torah, waiting for the Shochet, who is Mashiach ben Yosef, who will kill Edom, who will overpower Edom. That is the meaning behind the Gemara, which says, Beis Yaakov will be the Eish, Yosef will be the Hova, and Yaakov will be the Kash. Meaning, the Koyach of Mashiach ben Yosef will be able to overcome the power of Edom. Rabbi Yisrael, think a minute, take a bit of, be a masculine, take it a bit further. What was the reason why Edom was careful and able to come forward? Because the Koyach of Sin Haskinim in Klal Yisrael. Because of the Sin Haskinim in Klal Yisrael, that is the reason which put out the Mayim, the Antichrist factor, the Sin Haskinim. The Gemara in Yoga turns around and says, in Bais Rishon, there was Avodah Zorah, Kilo Bais Shechastomi. Avol, says the Gemara in Daf Tes and Yoma, Avol, the Bais Sheni, Shahar learned in Torah, but also mitzvahs, and they mezbalam, it did chesed, but it was Sin Haskinim. Sin Haskinim is the curse which happened, and that's the reason why Edom was so successful. Why is it that Mashiach ben Yosef has the koyach to overcome the koyach of Edom? What is there in Yosef? What's behind it all? In Parshas Vayeshev, we learn a little bit about who Yosef was. Yosef was Yishvayas Reshon of Ahoya Loya, who now es b'nei Bilhah v'es b'nei Zilpah. He stayed with the children of the Yishvachos. He was one of the most important children there because he was a ben of Rochel. Rochel was the main wife. But he saw the zilzal which was going on with the Zilpah of Zilpah, and he looked after them and he showed caring to them. He showed understanding. By Yahweh Yosef did was some word at the end, and he told his father what the brothers were doing. Says the Rashi, Gil Arayas, Eilu Menachai. And eventually he reached the point when he turned around and said he had the dreams and said that Hamosha Timlai Valeinu eventually got so bad, and the brothers, by Yekane, Boy Ochel, the brothers hated him. And his father kept the thing in mind. Says the Alter from Kel, Chochmah Musa. What does it mean, that Yaakov Shama Es Hadova? It means as follows. He watched his child and saw, this child is a unique child. He's befriending the children of Zilpah and Bilhah and Zilpah. He's caring for those children who are not so renowned in the family. And Yaakov said as follows, he's not telling me Rosh and Hara. What he's telling me is as follows, is they're doing avodas. He's worried about other people, says the Alter. But Yaakov Shomes Adova, he was worried. Yaakov saw what kind of person. This child will become a unique child. To what extent? He'll be a melech. Shomes Adova, says the Alter. He realized this child who shows us achwayas for other people will become a melech in Klal Yisrael. And what happened by Yosef? He told them, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him, but he said, no, forget it, there's nothing. Say in Goshen, I'm looking after you, I'm caring for you. But they wanted to kill him. He showed incredible avas habriyas here. Forget about the grief. I have no time against you whatsoever. None. Just stay in Goshen, I will look after you. But he had rights to turn around and take the comb against them. But he didn't. That is the antithesis of Sin Haskinim. I have no time. I have no grievance against you. I'm with you all the way. But look what he did. Look what they tried to kill him. That is a greatness. That is what Mashiach ben Yosef will do. Mashiach ben Yosef will overcome the Sin Haskinim with that koyach of a lawyer, of looking after people who are unfortunate, who are not so capable, who are not so Bilhah and Zilpah, and telling about avodas which people do. That's what he was so concerned about. The concern of Yosef was, kulei avo, kulei avas habriyos, because we're not a remarkable person here. That was what he said. That's what he means, Shana Esadol. That's what the Alter says. That was Yosef. I'd like to take a little bit further as well. One of the greatest misyonas we have in our dog is also promiscuity, abarias, of all that's going on in the internet. Yosef turned around and said to the lady, no way, I will not do anything at all with you. Three things, says the Alter, he did. The first thing he said was as follows. All that your husband has done for me, I can't possibly be a tremendous betrayal to your husband if I took you. It's not Yosha. I can't possibly do that. He was Makabel Omar Hushamay in the face of tremendous enticement and promiscuity. Those are the two Nisyonis Rabbis which we have in our Torah. Is the grievance, the sin, aschinim, and the promiscuity. That's why Mashiach ben Yosef. That's why the Osir Shoichin, the Shohat, the Seiler. We need somebody of that capability who's able to overcome every single taina, every single grievance, and to be Torah and Kodesh in himself, in his Ben Adam Namokam as well. That is the nature of Mashiach ben Yosef, and that's the reason behind it all. It's interesting, in Pei in Tehillim, David HaMelech records what happened when he had a famine in Eretz Yisrael. He said the following words, "Roi Yisrael, hazina ketzayin Yosef." You go and show them, treat us like the shepherd Yosef. Meaning, look after us, even though we have such a famine here, treat us like Yosef treated the brothers in Goshen. That's what David HaMelech, let us be, treat us like Yosef treated like his brothers. Look after us in such a way. It's a tremendous ability of Yosef. That's why, Roch HaShoyfei B'Shachar HaSoyla. And therefore, I'm suggesting, that is the nature of the Ikkus of the Mashiach, to anticipate someone of the Mus of Yosef who's able to overcome a grievance and able to be overcome Kedusha as well. For that, Yosef is Mashiach, the Torah. He will be able to shef Edom. That's the Koyach against the Koyach of Sinas Chinam and Godus Edom. There is a Maimah of Rabbi Yerucham. The Mighty Soul spoke about it in great length. A beautiful Maimah of Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham said as follows, our tafkid in Olam Hazeh is to be a tzinor, a pipe. Whatever you have, you must pass on to the next person. If you're a husband, if you're a brother, if you're a wife, you must pass whatever gifts you have, whatever you have. If you're a rov, if you're a chavusa, the tafkid achayim is to be a tzinor, to pass on whatever you can to the next person. Pass on all your abilities. I think that's the reason why it says, Rabbi Yisrael, al kama shebo lahachi yisrael. Whatever you have, you must help other people with the gifts you have. But Matthew took it further. You know what the greatest problems with a pipe is? If you have a leakage or a blockage. A leakage means when you give something to somebody else, but you took after yourself. You did a lot of chesed, but you looked for your ulterior motive of your good name. You did a lot of achos hazorim. That's a leakage. It's not complete. It's not complete. You didn't give everything over. A leakage means you didn't give everything over, a free flow of the chesed. It's not like that. A blockage means you held back. You didn't give back, said the Matisyo. Meaning you held back when you could have done more. You could have done more. When you didn't do everything, you give less. For example, a person goes to a chasna, and you say mazel tov to somebody. My father, Olam Hashalom, always used to say, sometimes you go to wish mazel tov to somebody, and you know when you put your hand out, what they give you, they give you five sausages. Have you ever squeezed five sausages? It's like awful. They don't even tend to shake your hand properly, my voice. Five sausages, they don't give you a hand properly, they just give you something and you shake it. It's like five sausages. There's nothing in it, my father used to say. When you go to a chasna, you give a whole heart. You get a full house with a full smile. That's the name. That's a blockage, otherwise. You have to give something over completely. When you give it over, that's the nature. That's the nature of the tzinor, the ability to do that. Lanias deity, I think there's a hybrid of the tzinor. The hybrid is when you encourage somebody else to bring out their own koichos as well. If you're able to do that, that is the height of the layer. Not just what you can give, but what you can enable the other person to give out. Let me tell you something, what I discovered in the new yeshiva, which astonished me when I came into the mir. When I came into the mir, there were two young avreichim who were very promising, who turned out to be outstanding talmid chachamim, Rabbi Tzvi Tov. One is Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and the other, Rabbi Avdu Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rabbi Moshe Arieli. They were like the shining lights in the mirror. And it was known that these two had great potential behind them. Rav Aryeh Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was known to be the biggest landon in the Meir Yeshiva. He was the chavrus of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz for 25 years. He was a phenomenal landon. They told me as follows. When Rav Aryeh saw that Rav Eliyahu Baruch and Rav Moshe were giving chaburas and they were successful, he changed his whole style of a shia. He gave a simple shia on the black Rashi Tovus without any pilpul. Purposely so that everybody would go to Rav Moshe and Rav Eliyahu Baruch. You never hear such a thing in your life. To give over to somebody else so that he can bring out his Torah. It's an incredible ability. On Friday morning, when many people weren't there, he did what I think what's called, in the music, something called a cadenza. A cadenza is when a violinist goes off by himself and shows his great prowess. On Friday morning, he gave a couple, all the big hand on him in the daytime. I sat at the back, and he had cotton, and I made notes of it. It was a phenomenal cheer from people of the Gemara. He showed it, but not during the time of the saint, and not during the week. But that he let the Bosho Arieli and the Elibar go for. That's an incredible power to be able to do that. Let somebody else give out all his kreichas. That's the ability. That's a lawyer that's seen, let somebody else show what he can do. A boysai, I must share with you a beautiful mice of a Shlomo Feifeld. A bocher came into his yeshiva, Shai Yoshev, and he couldn't read. He was absolutely hopeless. He couldn't do a thing. And he was broken completely. He came to the yeshiva, and Shlomo sat with him for quite a while. And he discovered that he really couldn't do anything at all. So he sat with him and tried learning him, and he discovered he had a wonderful head, but he couldn't read English, he couldn't read Hebrew, couldn't do anything at all. So Feifeld turned around and said as well, do you know what you have to do, Eli? This is what you have to do. We're going to get you a baby, you're going to learn by heart the Gemara. You're going to learn by, even though you can't read it, you'll understand the Gemara. He worked for months and months and months, so he chose Masechta Chulin, and he started working on the Masechta Chulin, and he learned it thoroughly, the first seven blacks, and it was terribly difficult, only by heart. He couldn't read a word. That's all he knew in Torah. He knew the first seven blacks of Masechta Chulin. Vayihi Hayoi. There was a simcha in the yeshiva, and everybody came to the house of Shlomo Feifeld, where students came in from New York, and they were all sitting around the table in his house. Shlomo Feifeld turned around and said to these Rosh Hashivas, you know, we have Ge'oim in this yeshiva here. We have Ge'oim here. So Tony said, yeah, you have Ge'oim. Yeah, he said, Eli, come here a second. Come on, Eli, come here a second. Let's show them what we can do in this yeshiva. Eli, let's choose a Masechta. Let's choose Masechta Chulin. Show them what you know about Masechta. So Eli started saying, Baal Peh, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Baal Peh, Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf. He went through the whole thing. Everyone was standing, this pocha, what the pocha. He reached out Zion, Reb Shlomo turned around and said, enough, we've shown them enough now, what we can do. We don't have to show any more now. He stopped him there. They said, it's like a Polish god. He knew so much. It was a phenomenon. The boy turned around and said, what he did to me in that 10 minutes, he built me up for life. That's called the way I know, to care about something, what they're able to do, to bring out the courage that you have. I was once in Chicago, and there was a lady there, Machanech, Mrs. Murick. Mrs. Murick was a principal of a school. Later, she went to Lakewood to study. She brought out the kreiches of children. There was a great Machanech here in Beit Shemesh, Hagon with Hillel Belsky. He challenged the girls to bring out their kreiches. That's what it is. To make them come out with the kreiches that they have. That's the ability to do. To bring out something that you can do. I think that's the kreiches. It's not just what you let them do, but then come out with their own kreiches is the kreiches. And that, I think, is the Ikbe Hatzoy. And that's the lawyer. The nature of the lawyer is to encourage other people to do. That, I think, my boy's side, I've taken a lot of time, but I wanted to explain to you, I think that is the avodah which we have. It's a tremendous time of great difficulty for Klal Yisrael. In my Seder L'chayov, on the Tzilat B'Ikvei Hatzoyin, what is the Ikvei Hatzoyin? Ikvei Hatzoyin is what happened in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place of quiet domestic scenes, and from there was a catalyst which brought about the Gula. It's quite clear. That's exactly what happened with Esther. She gave up herself. That's why Basia and Rus became the mothers of Royim. Why? For that reason. Because they were nice of oil and became Royim. I'm suggesting also that's what Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai meant. Rabbi Yochanan said when he said a leiv toiv. A leiv toiv means to everything that you could possibly do to help somebody else. That's the nature of it. There's no one in the world who doesn't have an oil, whatever they are. Everyone has an oil of some sort. But once you see and you realize what's going on, the icon must open up. You must suddenly realize that person needs something. I can help them. I can bring out a koyach. What's the koyach you can bring out? Like a tzinor. Let them bring out their own koyachos. Enable them to go further. I'm suggesting in reality what the Gaon is saying, but also shoyfeh b'shachat b'soyver. That's the koyach of Mashiach ben Yosef, who will overcome the koyach of sinas chinam in Edoy. The pure avas chinam, the avas chinam, the mindless love which they had, the mindless love. I saw that in the nearby with Nochem, with Ariel, the mindless love, just the love for somebody else, to have somebody. I was once sitting at a Sheva Brachas, and I was asked to speak, and the Kala was a Mishpacha to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Sitting there was Reb Sambodianski, who was a daughter of Reb Shlomo Zalman, and also the wife of Reb Zalman Nechemya Goldberg was sitting there. They were sitting on the other side of Yosef Moshe. I told her the following Maisa, and they told me what I said was exactly the truth of what Reb Shlomo Zalman had said. This is what happened. This is the Maisa. In his old age, Reb Shlomo Zalman was taken to daven Shai Chesed by his grandson. He took him to daven every single morning. One day they were going to shul in the morning, and as they turned the corner, he saw an old chabah from his, from he went to cheder with the Kamana Rebbe. He saw the Kamana Rebbe coming towards him. The Kamana Rebbe was walking with a stick for the first time. Reb Shlomo said, four severs, Kamana Rebbe, where's the stick? So he said, yeah, Shlomo Zalman, the doctor said I have to now walk with a stick. Why are you walking with a stick? He said, Shlomo Zalman, give me a bracha. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, me, I'm a Rosh Hashiva, you're the Rebbe, you're the Hasid Shul Rebbe, I don't give a brachas. So the commander said, oh, Reb Shlomo Zalman, if in a town, chosif on my, you get a chosif on my, so give me money, you pay a Rebbe, no? He played with him for a bit. Shlomo Zalman, give me a bracha. Reb Shlomo Zalman looked him straight in the eyes and said as follows, V'ragle chasidov yishma. Perfect words. Ragle chasidov, from Tfilas Chana. Ragle chasidov yishma. They went on their way. A few months later, they're walking down the street again. They bumped into the Kamana Rebbe with no stick. Kamana Rebbe turns to Shlomo Zalman, see it, you are a Hasid Shul Rebbe after all. Your brothers work, see what happens here. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, Narishkeit, nothing to do with that at all. I'll tell you what it was all about. So Shlomo Zalman, the Netzifon Beloshen had said, the problem is we do not realize the Kach saying a bracha to somebody else. What do we do? We talk about Trump, we talk about Netanyahu, we talk about Sinwar, we talk about Biden, we talk about all sorts of things. Said the Netziv, if you would give brachas to somebody, you have no idea what it means to turn to somebody with a full face, with a tzina, and give a full bracha, the koyachadah, that's why it worked. I meant the bracha that I said to you, I'm giving a bracha to somebody else, and the Netziv, it works. And if you give a bracha to somebody else, it works. That's the koyach behind it. If you look at somebody and you care, and you show something, that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman said. And Reb Sobolyansky turned around to him and said, that's exactly what my father had said. Meaning, you look at somebody and you show the caring, you show the interest, you show the love. Once you do that, then the bracha has tremendous koyach behind it. That's the nature of it. You know, when Bodhi Olam turned around and said to Cain, Ei hevel achicha, where's your brother? And he said, Hashem ochyan achi, am I? I'm not my brother's keeper, I'm not my brother's keeper. But boy, our mission in this world, in Klal Yisrael, is that we should turn around, Ani haloeh shel achicha, I am my brother's shepherd, that's what we have to do. Not a question, but in the affirmative, I am a shepherd for somebody else. I believe if you can do that, then we can move on from what the Chofetz Chaim said, Eistor le'yakov, mimeni yivosheya. If you can straighten this out, nachbosor treinu v'nachkoev noshuva am Hashem. It's not the usual drasha which you say on Tisha B'Av, but I felt this is the tikkun they not a nachaveva. The chulban was because of sin aschinam. We need a tikkun of av aschinam. That's what we need. I thought that was the most appropriate for this particular year. The hostages which are going through, the chayalim who are caught, the avelim in Klal Yisrael, the mufanim, everybody, the suffering of the people in Klal Yisrael, we must begin to become a lawyer. A lawyer means a nicer ba'oyer. If we're able to do that and show the caring, then this can be a lawyer, we may have a shepherd, we may have a